The message is entitled, God's Holy Remnant. And I want to begin in a scripture found in Romans, the 9th chapter, beginning in verse 22. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles, as he saith also in Osi. Now, Osi means Hosea. That's just the Greek form of Hosea. In the book of Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you're not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Esaias, that's another word for Isaiah. That's Isaiah in Greek. Esaias also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Now I want you to notice that last clause. God said, a remnant is going to be saved out of all the children of Israel. And he made it clear in this wonderful revelation in Romans the 9th chapter that everybody you call Israel is not Israel. That there's a remnant that's going to be brought out of the Gentiles and out of Israel, and they're going to be like the sand of the sea, and out of that great multitude, a remnant is going to be saved out of the multitude or the masses. There's a remnant. That's a holy remnant that the Lord is going to save for his own sake and his glory. For verse 28, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Then verse 29, this is identical with a scripture from Isaiah 1 and verse 9. Now, Paul is quoting here from Isaiah 1 and 9. And he says, as Esaias or Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth, which is the Lord of hosts, hath left us a seed, we had been as Sodom, and had been made like unto Gomorrah. Now, the seed in the prophetic scriptures, along with a remnant, is speaking about that holy group of saints that is going to be saved out of all the masses of professing Christianity. Now, I tell you, that's a wonderful, it's wonderful to be included into that remnant, and it's wonderful for us to really understand this revelation in the Word of God when we recognize the fact that out of all the millions that are professing Christianity, there's only a remnant that God is going to redeem and save them ultimately for his own glory. And that is revealed in verse 23 of Romans 9, where he said that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called. And then he made it plain, he's not talking about Israel as a nation. He's talking about Israel as a holy seed. Because he said he's not talking about the Jews only, but he's talking about the Gentiles. When you speak of Israel as being God's chosen people, you're not talking about a nation of Jews. You're talking about a holy nation. And that scripture, praise God, there's a wonderful scripture about that holy nation found in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then in verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. That's referring right back to Romans, the 9th chapter. In verse 25, and that also refers us back to the book of Hosea that we'll show you a little bit later here about this particular prophetic scripture. that Paul and Peter, both the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, quoted from. He said, in time past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. That's the holy remnant that the Lord says will be saved, though the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. Those are the descendants of Abraham. Now the Lord made Abraham a promise. God made him that promise because of his faithfulness, and it began back in the 12th chapter of Genesis. He confirmed it in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. And he told Abraham in the 15th chapter, he said, I want you to go out and look up at the stars of the sky and count them if you can, because I'll make your seed as numerous as the stars of the sky and as the sand by the seashore is innumerable. That's how I'll multiply your seed. All right. Now, the Bible makes it plain in the 9th chapter of Romans also. Let us go back a little further in verse 6. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. See, the seed of God, or the holy seed, or the holy remnant that God will save ultimately out of all the masses of professing people of God, they're the seed of Isaac. And the seed, the real seed of Isaac that we sprang from was Christ. And Christ came from Isaac, and Isaac came from Abraham. And Abraham was a result of the faithfulness and obedience that God had found in him through severe testing. And he said, because of your faithfulness, Abraham, and your obedience, I'm going to make your seed like the stars and like the sand by the sea innumerable. Praise God. But I like this revelation. Now he says, all of them they call Israelites or Jews are not Israel or Jews. Neither are they the seed of Abraham, because they're children of Abraham. All those people over yonder fussing and fighting in Iran are children of Abraham, but they're not seed. See, the seed is the holy remnant that the Lord's going to save out of Abraham's children. And we're children of Abraham by faith. Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Now, this has got to be nailed down. If you don't, you get lost, confused, and get left behind. Now, in Galatians, let's take a look at that real quickly here. In Galatians, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And that's something you certainly got to get straightened out before you get confused and never become straightened out. Now back to Romans, the 2nd chapter, the last two verses, Romans 2, 28 and 29. Here's another great revelation. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. See, a Jew or a real true Israelite is not one of the children of Abraham because you're called Israel or called a Jew or those designations, a Hebrew. But we're the seed of Abraham through Isaac and through Christ, and the holy remnant is going to be saved out of all the masses of professing Christians and children of Abraham. There's only a remnant that God is going to save to his glory. Now we need to know the definition of remnant. What does the word remnant mean? It has a very definite definition, and here's what it is. Here's what remnant means: that which remains or is left over. That which is left from a larger piece. In other words, you go down to a remnant store, they got a big old bowl of cloth, and You go down there and buy the end of it, that's the remnant. You go down to the carpet shop, you don't want to pay a number one price for carpet, so you say, you got any remnants? You got any pieces here you had left over? In other words, you got an end off of a big old roll of carpet that will maybe fix up a half a room, and they sell that to you for a discount. So a remnant is that which remains or is left over from something of a larger piece. It's the remainder, it's the residue, it's the balance of something that started off with something that was large and it ended up in a remainder or a smaller part that was left over. So the Bible says in Romans 9:27, a remnant shall be saved out of Israel, though they be as the sand of the sea. And God will finish this work of saving his remnant, that is. Verse 28, and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord had left us a seed, we'd have been as Sodom and Gomorrah had not God left a holy seed for you and I to be reproduced from. That holy seed back in history has boiled down at times to only one person remain. Back in Noah's day, the holy seed that was to keep the lineage of Christ pure and unmingled with the pagan and heathen customs of the world and idolatry that the world was filled of in that day. God had seen that the holy seed was being corrupted. In Genesis 6 and verse 5, the Bible said, when it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, that the sons of God, that was the holy seed, saw the daughters of men,